Honeybees pollinate nearly every fruit and vegetable grown in Hawaii.
Strawberries, peaches, lychee and longan, rambutan, coffee benefits, avocado. Many of the fruits have to have a pollinator.
Danielle Downey, state apiary specialist for the Department of Agriculture, says honeybees perform a horticultural role that has significant economic impact.
We can estimate that the crops that we sell in Hawaii every year that are owed to pollination is $212 million every year. Nationally, it's about $15 billion a year, just in the U.S. alone.
Done.
So, with the stroke of a pen, Governor Neil Abercrombie proclaimed June 17th through 23rd as Hawaii Pollinator Week and signed into law a related bill that establishes 500 gallons of honey as the maximum that can be sold without a permit, allows beekeepers to bottle honey on their property, and sell their products directly to consumers.
The vital role of bees and, of course, birds, butterflies, bats, beetles, the whole spectrum, has become problematic for us, and so therefore has to be addressed.
But Michael Clicks, owner of the Manoa Honey Company, says the new limit is too high.
500 gallons, that's 6,000 pounds of honey, and if they can sell that at $20 a pound, it's going to attract people in here who will not follow the rules, and eventually we're going to have honey that's not produced in Hawaii or produced by someone we don't know who produced it.
Department of Agriculture officials say beekeepers will be required to maintain production records for 2 years, and that should curb shady practices. Meanwhile, the fight against the varroa mite and small hive beetle continues throughout Oahu and the Big Island. George Hoodis, an apiary specialist with the Manoa Honeybee Project, says a number of beehives have been decimated, but their goal at is to steer clear of toxic chemicals to prevent contamination.
We're trying to find organic methods that can at least help us manage the problem until we have other ways of dealing with it through perhaps some different breeds of bees, different species of bees, and introducing new lines that have a natural resistance or a natural ability to fight off these pests.
Department of Agriculture Director Russell Kokubun says Hawaii is the foremost supplier of queen bees in the world, a local industry estimated to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Kokubun says the demand for queens far exceeds supply, and the department will focus on expanding production.
You have to send queens that are clean, because only Oahu and the Big Island now have varroa mite. So if we can develop the queen bee industry in other islands that are not impacted by varroa, they could go clean, and I think that's a big step.
Kokubun says the legislature appropriated $300,000 last session to establish a permanent apiary program for the state. Specialist Downey says beekeepers also are organizing to fight the spread of pests.
Until this crisis arose, beekeepers didn't know each other. They didn't need to because there was nothing that would kill the bees. And now they're really starting to look to each other to help themselves. And that's great.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.